Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I am Ethan Banks. It's November 15th, 2017, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Arista Networks via Networking Field Day 16, a techfieldday.com event, back on September the 13th, 2017. Most of you know that Arista Networks is a major switching vendor catering to the data center and hyperscale markets. In a 20-minute presentation, Arista founder, chief development officer, and chairman Andy Bechtolsheim shared his views on 400-gig Ethernet, and that's a speed that's on the horizon for right now because there are some major technological hurdles before we get there. You have to think, this is not just about plugging in a new optical module in front of your switch. There are also issues of the individual lanes that make up that total Ethernet speed. There's an electrical speed on the silicon question. There's the optical modules themselves. All of that has to come together to make 400-gig a reality. Andy focused on lane speed quite a bit in this discussion. For example, he mentioned that some of the standards bodies are working on 25 gig by 16 lanes for a total of 400 gig, but that approach, in his opinion, doesn't have legs. It's not going that far. Only approaches using 100 gig lanes, in Andy's estimation, are the ones that are going to make sense for the future. And from his perspective, he spent most of his time talking about 100 gig lanes. Now, at the moment, there is no standard for 100 gig electrical lanes. That is being filled by the OIF CEI 112G-VSR specification, which some vendors are working on. And to quote Andy, that spec goes from the switch silicon through the PC board to the optical module. And the folks that are working on it, those have even been doing simulations. It does seem to work pretty well. Interestingly, Andy points out that the physics starts to get challenging when you get to a speed like 112 gig. And so Ethernet lanes could be capped at that speed for a long time and perhaps even forever. Power delivery is a challenge. Heat management is a challenge. Andy points out that as we move from 25 to a temporary transition of 50 and then eventually the 100 gig lanes that Andy is in favor of, we're going to move from 3.5 watts down to 1.5 watts of power consumption to get that signal from the chip out to the optics. The optics themselves are going to take some more wattage, of course. Andy also got into the optics themselves, advocating for the octal small form factor pluggable OSFP form factor that can handle either 56 gig lanes or 112 gig lanes. And there's a high port density there, 36 ports in one U, an awful lot of ports and an awful lot of Ethernet speed available in one rack unit. And if you're wondering why Arista seems to be favoring OSFP, Andy got into a lot of the details between OSFP and QSFP-DD, another optical form factor for 100 gig that is on the horizon. But in Arista's view, QSFP-DD isn't really useful for the long haul while OSFP is. There's a lot more detail on this and a lot more diagrams and specs that Andy shared. It would be worth your time to go on up to YouTube, search for Arista and NFD16. And you're going to find Andy's 400 gig landscape video there, along with several other topics covered by the Arista team. 400 gigs coming, folks. It's interesting stuff. And the big takeaways are that managing Ethernet speeds 100 gig is tough. We're getting to the limits of physics now. Managing heat is a big deal. So packaging the optics gets to be hard. Where are you going to put the heat sink? How is it going to exhaust the heat effectively? If you're going to be building a data center in the next 2 to 5 years and you're looking at 100 gig technology to do it, you really got to pay attention closely to what's going on in this space before you make your technology commitments. That was Briefings and Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.